gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Thursday, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and yeah, everybody's here. We got myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe in Houston. We got our technical producer, Lenny Bree, and you at 833-563-2539. Hi, McKenzie.
Hey, Joseph. What's up, Joey?
Doing my thing. Don't call me Joey. What's wrong with you?
Just trying to get a rise out of you. How was your night?
My night was good. Hung out with my wife. We grabbed some nachos to celebrate National Nacho Day. And shout out to her. Didn't even know it was National Nacho Day.
Now,
I'm slipping.
You guys do this regularly? Like, if you find it's a national day, do you partake? Like, National Margarita Day?
Yeah,
national...
it's an excuse to get out of cooking.
Donut
so like,
Day.
Oh, it's national. We don't have to be responsible for our dinner day. Okay. So,
nice.
Yeah, usually I'm the one convincing her, but she's the one that brought it up to me. So I was like, okay, I'll take that. Yeah, other than that, just hung out yesterday. I got to be honest, nobody wants to hear this because everybody else seems to be working 100 jobs. I am still not adjusted to the time change, and I slept yesterday for 3 hours in the afternoon. I woke up. It was almost pitch black. I'm like, okay,
this
sucks.
I'll go back to sleep.
Yeah, pretty much. And then boom, here we are.
Wow, that's insane. Well, I went to Eat the Frog Fitness, got an awesome workout in, and then I picked up Lucy from school, my daughter, and we just tootled around, ran a bunch of errands, and then she wanted to do DoorDash, and they found my place. This is the second time, so I had no luck at the beginning. They could not find where I lived, but they did for the second time in a row. I heard the knock on the door. We were like, hallelujah. Because it's like you're so excited for dinner, and then when it never comes, it's a bum.
What kind of food did you get?
Oh, she just picked Red Robin last night.
Oh, yum.
So nothing crazy. So we got burgers and salads.
Ooh.
We had some fun because we have like our girls' pad, and we just have a blast.
No boys allowed.
Yeah.
None, you hear me?
Right. What about, yeah.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I had to go to work straight after from here. And then I was in like the pickle to where I wanted to go to a cycle bar class, but I wanted to go to one that is across town. So there's like multiple cycle bar studios around here. So I wanted to go to the one that was across town just because it was earlier. So I would get done earlier because I didn't want to like get done with my class too late. But I was at work and I was done. I got done at 4. And I was like, well, if I go home now, I'm only going to have like 10 minutes there to then when I have to get back in my car and drive to the other studio for the class. So I was like, what am I going to do for 10 minutes? So I just drove straight to the other cycle bar studio. And I was like 40 minutes early, but I was like, it's better than just being in my car driving.
Yeah.
So then I took a 40-minute nap in my car.
Nice. Did you go in the front or the back?
Oh, I went in. Or no, I stayed in the front.
In the front.
I stayed in the front, but I put my seat all the way down just so other people couldn't
see me.
Back. Yep. Yeah. But I kept my car on at the same time because it was cold. So I wanted like the heat and stuff. So I wanted it to be warm while I napped. And I'm not joking. I passed out for the full 40 minutes of that nap yesterday.
I think from now on, you should start texting the group when you have like live decisions, like what do I do?
What do I do?
It's like option A, do I stay around here for 10 minutes? Or option B, do I leave now? And we'll kind of make an informed decision that's best for you.
Wait, why do you not think that's a good decision?
No.
I think it's the best decision.
I think you made a good decision there, but I think there's a lot of times in your life where your decisions are questionable.
That's true.
And that's why we're here for you.
That's true. And I told my sister what I was doing, and she was like, she's a therapist, and she's like, I have clients who won't do that because they said that, like, people have called the cops on them because they think that they have, like, overdosed.
Oh, they're, like, dead?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so I did get a little nap in, which was really nice.
What about you, Chops?
I am illegal.
Well, I could have told you that.
Oh, you didn't get your registration.
Nope, not yet. It expired 6 hours ago. So, yeah. I'm waiting for my parents to send me, like, a paper, power of attorney or something. So they had to get it notarized in New Jersey. Then they're going to priority mail it to me. Then I can go get my registration. So
you're adulting so hard. I have like 6 million things like that I have to jump through so many hoops, and I don't even want to deal with them.
What's going to happen, though? Because like when I lived in Michigan, if you get pulled over without registration, they'll put you in jail.
They can. It's at the officer's discretion of what they want to do. By the way, you could be going like 120 on the highway. If a cop or if an officer's discretion is to give you a warning, they can do that. Technically, they should take you to jail, but I don't know, man. I guess it's how smooth you are and what kind of a mood they're in. But yeah, you right now are breaking the law. You are driving without a registered vehicle. So, thanks.
Well, I mean, it's registered. It's just expired.
Expired. Well, it's not registered to me. Then if it's expired, sounds like it's unregistered.
Well, my parents are going to priority mail it today. I'll get it tomorrow and do it tomorrow.
Oh, that's very sweet of
them. Yes, it'll be okay.
You guys need to get married. You know why? Because my wife takes care of all this stuff. Like, she makes sure our stuff's paid on time. We're okay.
Well, I mean, if I have the money.
You guys are driving around here illegally without the proper paperwork. I mean, y'all are a bunch of hot messes.
I definitely 1,000% am a hot mess. I don't even know what all papers should be in my glove box. My mom, when I turned 16, my mom made me get an envelope out and just write important papers. And she just put a bunch of papers in that. And she's like, you hand this to the cop.
I feel like they're still
over.
In her old ones too.
It's still in the envelope, important papers.
It's all new to me. I'm just like, what is happening? I make myself a little list of like, I didn't, because paying bills is something new. Now that I'm on my own, I didn't do that before. So I like, I forget. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I made a little list, and every month I check off like, the phone, the energy.
And then you realize like which one you forgot when it doesn't work.
You're like, whoops. No, I'm good about it. It's just, it's like something new. I'm like, wow, this really stinks. This isn't fun.
Well, welcome to adulthood, guys.
Like, I'd rather buy new shoes, but I guess I'll pay the energy bill, whatever.
It only gets worse. But okay, well, hey, we're all here, and we're glad you are too. Mackenzie, working hard this morning. What's coming up in the tea?
T.I. routinely does this with his daughter, and it's blowing my mind. And the drama that went down at Chris Brown's yard sale.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes. Time to spill the tea. And we're starting off with a really cool story. Jeopardy champ Avi Gupta donated $10,000 to pancreatic cancer research.
Hi, I'm Avi, a freshman here at Columbia, originally from Portland, Oregon. I was inspired to give by Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy and someone I've looked up to my whole life. It was a dream come true earlier this year to finally join him on the Jeopardy stage in the Jeopardy Teen Tournament. And I'm honored to be able to make this donation to the Knight Cancer Institute to support him and the millions of other people suffering from pancreatic cancer across the world.
How cool is that? In honor of Alex Trebek.
It's a good kid, man. If I had 10 grand, I'd be like, I'm going to go buy some video games.
Exactly. So I love people, good people doing good things. It'll come back to him tenfold for sure. On the other front, I don't feel like he's a very good person, but Chris Brown getting all kinds of attention. He had a huge yard sale in L.A. Now he's claiming that officials harassed him over the yard sale. Now this drew a crowd of hundreds and hundreds, and of course the drama went down. So like half the people were there because they wanted to score some like sneaks or something cool. Other people just wanted to try to get a glimpse of Chris Brown.
Ooh, are those the pants he was wearing when he hit Rihanna? I want those.
It's very interesting. But sources say there were multiple visits by authorities that were trying to kill the yard sales if it wasn't perfectly legal, because they said he didn't have the proper permits. And obviously it just attracted such a crowd that they didn't want anything terrible to ensue.
It could be like a public nuisance or kind of a thing. I could see whether they're like, if it gets out of control like it sounded like it was.
Yeah, so it's interesting. But, you know, he was trying to get rid of stuff too. So
how much was his clothing going for, though? Was it like $10 for a shirt or still like $1,000?
No, I don't think he made what he wanted. Like, he would try to sell something for $250 and it'd go for like $40.
See, none of us ever get that. Yeah, that's the haggling.
The haggling. Well, this is cool. Tim McGraw credits his beautiful wife, Faith Hill, for helping him to quit drinking.
When I was not taking care of myself at all, I was drinking too much and all those things, my wife told me that, you know, you need to clean yourself up. You got some responsibilities here. And, you know, if you don't clean yourself up, you might not be seeing me around for very long. That'll kick you in the ass really quick.
So I didn't know that he had a drinking problem or an issue at all, but he nipped it in the bud. And now, I mean, he's never looked better. He's so fit. Like, he is the veins
he's
bursting
extreme
from his forearms.
Now. Like, the guy, all he does is work out.
Super healthy, but they have a great relationship. I think they're so awesome. And moving on to T.I., interesting relationship with his daughter. Get this. There's a controversial podcast going around. He shocked ladies like us when he sat down with them and talked about how he takes his 18-year-old daughter to her annual gynecology visit.
So have you had the sex talk with your daughter?
Deja's yes. 18, just graduated high school now, and she's attending her first year of college. Ooh, oh. We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh, you okay?
Yes, I go with her.
Isn't that interesting? He says he wants to make sure that she is still a virgin, so he takes her to the lady doc on purpose. And then he says he's also been informed that what he was talking about can be broken in other ways than sexual activity. But he wants to take her and to basically check up on her.
Well, that is quite extreme, but it seems like it's working.
I don't know. As a woman, as a girl, though, that
you wouldn't
mortifying.
Want your dad to take you back in the day? Mackenzie, come on, let's go.
No way.
Well, that's very interesting to say the least. Yeah. That's how you wrap up the tea this morning. Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie, speaking of yourself, not about going to the kind of
to the lady doc.
Yeah. Apparently you had an offer and I don't think you should refuse it. Are you going to do
it? You think I should go for it?
I think you should
at least
consider it.
Pretty legit, you think?
Yeah, why don't you share it on the air and like let us convince you?
Okay, so I got an offer to do a side gig, I guess you could call it, and I want to see what you guys think about it.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to Joe's Need to Know News in about 10 minutes. Also, after that, in about 15, we will do Song of the Day. It's a Thursday, so we already know the category. It's Best Throwback Thursday Song.
Yes!
You ever got a suggestion for a category for Song of the Day? Hit us up in the DMs on Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. So, Mackenzie, yesterday, I think the show was wrapping up. You're like, oh, my God. I'm like, what? What did I do?
I like your impersonation of me, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, it was a DM that gave you the dismay. So, yeah. What's wrong?
Well, I get lots of crazy DMs all the time, so nothing really shocks me or surprises me. This, however, was an email to my personal email, which is weird.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, which just makes it creepier, right? Because it's not just a DM. I mean, if I should open up my DMs one day, we'll delve into
I've seen enough ding-dongs.
The wildness of my DMs. But okay, here we go. So here's what the email said. Modeling is the subject line. Morning. Curious if you'd be interested in some discreet modeling with a motorcycle. I know. Strange request. But looking for an amazing woman that has smarts and a personality that can pull off the look mentally as well as physically.
Come on, Mackenzie, that could
be you. I don't
even
know what that means. If open to it, what would it take to get some pictures of you with the bike? Again, very, very discreet, as you have a career, and I do as well.
What do you say?
That's it.
Want to get on the hog and ride? Yeah.
It was kind of like like, come to my garage, baby, and I'll take some pictures of you on my bike.
Now, listen, I do have some compassion for you, and I know Liv the Web Girl, she, at least back in the day, I don't know if she gets any more, used to get a lot of feet requests from people.
Oh,
the
there's
show.
Always the feet people, yeah.
And I get that. That can seem a little weird or creepy, but here's my thing. As a guy that's always, I'm always hustling, trying to make some side money. Not that I'm, like, struggling financially, it's just I like to make more. I don't understand why you wouldn't at least consider it if the situations were right. Because right now you're saying no.
Absolutely. Why would I ever do that?
833-563-2539. No, it's not. You're making it something it's not. It's just a guy that wants a couple of pictures of you on the motorcycle. If you think Mackenzie should do this, will you call in? Or if you agree it's a little questionable, a little shady, 833-563-2539. I mean, does everybody else at least around the room agree with me that it's actually a good money-making opportunity?
Hell no. I have seen way too many Murder Mondays to ever let her do this, to ever let myself do anything like this, to ever let my friends do anything like this. I had a friend who was selling feet pictures off Craigslist, and she would make like hundreds of dollars a month, and like she thought it was hilarious, but I was like, bro, that is exactly how someone tracks you down, becomes obsessed with you, and murders you.
How are they going to track you down through a Craigslist thing?
You don't know. You just don't know the power of other people.
Like, why would I ever show up? First of all, I would never consider doing this, but I get the crazy. I had a request the other day. A guy's like, show me your boobs, 500 a boob. I was like, as if.
Oh, my God. I would totally do that for half the price. You're telling me just like, now is he saying in person to show you a boob?
No,
or?
He wants pigs.
Then
are
do
you?
It. No. Neck and below. Joe. Neck and below.
Joe. I'm a professional woman. Why would I ever do that?
Yeah,
money?
I'm with Mackenzie. Like, my tatas are for me and my boyfriend only.
Or are you thinking of everybody and blah, and
no,
blah,
no,
and blah.
And this person, and this person. No, but I'm saying, Joe, you 1,000% need to get your entire stomach and chest waxed and start selling pictures.
I
People
would.
Will
you
not
don't think
know.
I would?
I'm not joking. You are a B cup, 1,000%.
Oh, no, I'm at least a C.
No, I think you're a B. Well, I don't know. But all I'm
come
saying
here.
Is
come
if
here,
you
touch
want
it.
The money so bad, Mackenzie just needs Hold to on. Direct all of these men asking her to you.
Mackenzie.
We can start a fake Instagram. Your name
oh
can
my
be
God.
Joseph.
Why did
what
you do
say?
That, Liv?
Am I like, here. Do you think I'm like an A cup or a B? What? Here.
I think C now. Now that he's
do you want to check?
Joe
here,
is
on.
Joe is. I can oh. see. I'm
no,
good.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I really see.
Chops.
Don't ever touch it.
I have no clue.
Okay, so but I think
you're double D.
But we can call. We can make a fake Instagram. The name can be Josephina.
Yes,
we
Josephina.
Can make this happen.
You think I won't do it?
And
I will
no,
do it.
I know we know you would do it.
That B, you're a thick girl. And there is a huge market for that. Huge market for that.
You oh set it gosh. Up, I'll get it. Hey, who listening can wax me?
There's a market for sexy ladies that like eating while being sexy.
So if I put
like,
a wig
you,
on?
Like ate like a foot long sandwich.
Even if you just had, if you did a webcam from the neck down, like people, and you were waxed.
And I'll tuck it.
You were waxed.
Oh my gosh.
You could even just show your chest. You don't even have to show your bottom half.
I am so doing this.
Is coming to life.
All right, Mackenzie, you want to leave money on the table? Here I am. I'm scooping it on out. All right, hey, coming up next, I got Joe's Need to Know News. Then after that, Song of the Day. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, we'll get to Joe's Need to Know News in just 1 second. Then after that, we'll get into Song of the Day. Category today is Throwback Thursday. Just thinking more as we set this up. You guys are going to handle the account then for the whole Josephina?
He's really thinking about this.
I seriously, if I'm helping handling the account, I at least want 30%.
Okay, then I'm going to have to do it myself then.
Jeez, 20%?
No.
10%?
No.
Hey, oh, you just got her to drop them 30% to 10%. You should take.
Yeah,
it.
I'm really very good at negotiating.
She's like, she's like, hey, I'll pay you to do it. Yeah. What do you say?
Yeah. I'm just curious though, if you could get some bites. Like, if we chopped. You can't see your head, and it's just from your like belly button up, your belly button to your neck. I swear.
And we take some pictures. We put them on Reddit, 1,000% Craigslist. Reddit
people
and Craigslist
are freaks.
Is where people bite.
I'm down with the bite. Let's do it.
I'm 1,000% down.
Okay.
Should we have someone come in studio and wax you?
Yeah, do you think I could, like, I have a razor. Would it be okay if I had to shave my chest or
no.
do I have to wax it that
yeah,
close?
Yeah, I think you would need to wax.
Yeah.
You okay. would need to wax.
So right. if you missed it, if you're just tuning in, Joe wants to see if he can make some money for, because he doesn't understand why Liv and I, when we get approached by creeps to like do pics or videos, he doesn't see why we don't take it up as a money-making thing. So he's going to try.
I'm going to give it a go. So let that marinate for a little bit, okay? Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The National Weather Service said an Arctic air mass will be sweeping across the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. during the next few days. Cold air is coming in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and that will be a setup for measurable snow perhaps next week along the East Coast. Temperatures are forecasted to be more than 20 degrees below normal for large portions of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. So I see in Indy and in Houston we're going to be dealing with this. So, hey, don't say I didn't warn you. It's going to be cold. My wife freaked out, got a little excited about this. Starbucks has revealed this year's holiday cup.
I'm excited.
That's not my wife, by the way. That's Mackenzie, my coworker. There are four designs. There's a red cup with green polka dots. There's a white cup with the words Merry Coffee printed over it in red. There's a cup covered in red and white candy cane stripes with Starbucks printed over that. And then there's also a dark green cup with small white letters that says Merry Coffee wrapping around it. There's also a reusable option. This cup will be given out free to anyone who purchases a holiday beverage today. And after that, it can be used to get 50 cents off any grande holiday beverage after 2 p.m. until January 7th. And I guess this is a big deal. Speaking of making money, my wife's like, I'm going there today and I'm going to buy a bunch. Because I guess you can go online to like Craigslist or Facebook Market where people sell things. And these reusable cups apparently have a lot of value. Like
ooh,
people want them because there's just a limited amount. So if I can sneak out of work before 12 o'clock today, I am going to go and try to get a bunch of these cups.
Do it.
Are you going to like surprise her?
No, no, yes. not for her. Listen, I just said to make money.
Aw, you should get a few, one at least one for your wife.
She can temporarily use it, but she doesn't get to keep it. We need money.
I do have insider scoop. So I went through the drive-thru at Starbucks yesterday and ordered a pumpkin scone. And they were like, oh, they know me. Obviously, I'm there all the time. They're like, oh, sorry, Kinsey. We don't have the scones because we're taking out those things and the holiday treats are coming in. So it's that time. I was like,
so wait, they're out of scones?
But they have their pumpkin bread all year because it's a year thing. Anyway, go on.
Okay, I know Porkchop's going to give me some story about how he used to work in Portland and he checked on this, but I want him to know he's making, you know how Netflix increases their prices every year or two because they're making new content? It's really because of Porkchop breaking the rules. Netflix is reportedly losing $135 million a month due to password sharing, which is about $1.6 billion annually. That does assume, though, that everybody who's borrowing a password would actually apply and get their own account. So even if they say it's legal, which you say you had a phone call with Netflix on, dude, that's why they're jacking our costs up. Remember when Netflix used to be cheap? Now it's really expensive.
How much is it now?
I don't know, it's like 12 or 13 bucks or something.
It's not really expensive compared to cable.
Okay, well, you have Netflix, you got Hulu, you got anything else. It used to be a great option. Now you got to have it all.
I might get rid of my cable because I have everything and I'm like, I never watch TV.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody wants to give me free cable, I'll love it. But when it comes to paying the bills, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Good luck getting cable for under 100 bucks. And finally, this is a photo I'm putting up right now. It's actually on my Twitter if you want to see it real quick, Joe Pesh Radio. But I will put it up on our website, joemackenzie.com. And I'll show it to Mackenzie real quick because I really value your opinion on this. This mom's upset at a bakery. She complained saying a local bakery attacked her on social media after she complained about them messing up a birthday cake. The woman paid the bakery $370. She was going to rent space for her daughter's fifth birthday. And she also was going to get a unicorn cake. Mackenzie?
This is so funny. I've had this exact cake made for Lucy two birthdays ago. The unicorn cake. So basically it's like the head and then the cute horn,
unicorn,
I guess.
The unicorn, yeah.
Horn is gold and it stands up. They just got a little top heavy with the horn.
Yeah, she says the cake's horn doesn't look like it's supposed to. Instead, it resembles male genitalia. The woman complained. The bakery claimed that she still owes money and her guests left the place trashed. Once again, I will put that photo up so you can be the judge. But what do you think?
I mean, here's the thing. For that cake, I mean, at least for the one I had made that was very similar, it was like $100. So I'm sure if it's not perfect, you want it to
Chops.
Be perfect.
Do you think that looks like anything besides a unicorn horn?
Yeah, that's not a unicorn
Liv,
horn.
Is that a unicorn horn cake?
Oh, jeez. But you wouldn't know that as a kid. Like, as a kid, you would not know what that looks like. But you would only know what that looks like as an adult.
When little Susie's smiling, like, hugging her unicorn cake, it's like, you
just
don't want that photo out there.
Let her do it, and then it's a funny picture to look back on. Yeah,
it's
like when she's, like, 21 or something, when she's old enough, or, like, in her 30s, they can look back at it, and she'd be like, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Sorry, if I'm a dad, I don't want my little daughter Becky next to a ding-dong cake.
I think the bakery should, like, either give her a gift certificate to come back and do another cake at another time, or like 50% refund, because that's an expensive cake to have made.
No kidding. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out this photo and everything else we're talking about very shortly. It'll be up at joeandmackenzie.com. Get it? It'll be up. Okay. I guess I'm the only one. Hey, coming up next, we got your song of the day. It's Throwback Thursday time. Song of the day. Song of the day.
Song of the day.
Yeah!
There we go. I think we got it figured out now. Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Song of the day. It's a Thursday. Probably one of the easier ones. It's a Throwback Thursday. What throwback song do you think is the best one? Your vote at 52140 by texting the word song. Gets to decide. Liv the Web Girl will go to you this morning to kick it off. What song did you pick?
I picked a total throwback. It's an Avril Lavigne song, so you know it's going to be kind of teen angsty, a throwback, a song everyone loves, a song everyone can relate to when they're going through their angsty teen years, and that's Complicated.
Would you say it's kind of angsty at all, or no?
It's a little angsty. It's pretty angsty. It's pretty high on the angsty scale, yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard angsty in a long time, so definitely getting your angsty
usage
today.
There's like a few words today that I haven't heard in a long time that we repetitively are saying.
Yes. All right, now my song, it's going to want to make you shake that booty, whether it's flat or round, whether it's high or on the ground. This song is by, well, a bunch of people. Technically, it's by Murphy Lee from the St. Lunatics, but it's also got Diddy. It's also got Nelly. Hey, girls. Hey, guys. Hey, dogs and cats, if you're listening, you know what you need to do this Throwback Thursday? You need to shake your tail feather.
Do it, do it, we can take it low. Girl, take it low. We can even do it slow. We can even do it slow. Take it where you wanna go. Either way you wanna go.
Shake your tail feather.
Joe
Come on.
Joe is doing a dad dance.
How do you not want to, like, get grooving and moving? That gives you some swag today.
Grooving and moving, baby.
All right, what about you, Chopsies?
All right, this isn't the way I wanted to do this, but for my song of the day today, my throwback song, it's going to be NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye, because I am announcing my resignation from Joe and Mackenzie.
Yay! Yes, 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 yes!
I was just kidding.
Yay!
But that's my song for today, because it's good.
Oh, God, these both pieces of that information sucks.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I don't really want to make it tough.
That's good.
Wow.
Wait, hold on a second. Just people are wondering, are you really not leaving?
Yeah, I'm really not leaving. That was a joke. But
he does stuff like that all the time with a straight face.
I mean, like, if there's other things you need to pursue or opportunities, you should probably go do it.
No. How about this? If my song wins, I won't resign. Ha ha! How about that? So now everyone's going to vote for my song.
Or call him on his bluff and see if he does it.
It would be so cool. Like, you got fired because your song did not come in first.
Oh.
All right. Well, last but not least, Mackenzie.
Yes. Okay, so it's Throwback Thursday. This is a song you know the lyrics to, whether you want to or not. Kicking it back to DJ Jazzy Jeff, the Fresh Prince, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your
auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Yes, isn't that awesome? He's just programmed in your mind. You know all the lyrics. So vote for McKenzie. Let's hear some Fresh Prince.
All I got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and make a choice for one of the following. Myself, well, I'll tell you about that. Let's go to Live the Web Girl first. She had Avril Lavigne Complicated. Myself, Joy, I had Shake Your Tail Feather by Murphy Lee, Diddy, and Nelly. Porkchop had NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. And then we had McKenzie with Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the theme. It's a full theme. You're not getting the TV version. You're getting a full 3 or 4 minutes of it.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will play the winner next after Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Song of the day. The results are now in. The voting is being calculated, and let's do a little refresher. It is a Throwback Thursday. We do know that, but maybe you didn't know the songs that you could have chose today. For example, Live the Web Girl really wanted to make things complicated today with Avril Lavigne. I wanted to make it simple. I just wanted to just Shake Your Tail Feather. I went with Murphy Lee, Diddy, and Nelly, Shake Your Tail Feather. Porkchop teased us. Some say I wish it would actually happen. I didn't say that. But he said if his song loses today, he'll actually do what NSYNC says and go bye, bye, bye.
No!
And McKenzie today, I don't know where your inspiration came from, but it's a good one. She went with DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Okay. Calculations are complete. Pork chop.
In the 3 months, 4 months now, that we've been doing Song of the Day, I've never seen this happen. One of us totally fell off the face of the earth.
Ooh, can I predict that it was McKenzie?
The other three of us, first, second, and third place, are only separated by 5%.
Wow.
Wow. This is blowing my mind, man.
Wow.
Who fell off the face of the earth with only a measly 14% of the vote? Live the Web Girl.
I knew it. I knew it was going
to
be me.
Probably when you have to say angst. Describe a song?
I literally love Avril Lavigne so much. I wanted to be here when I was little. I got a skateboard for my fourth grade birthday so I could be more like Avril Lavigne.
Mom, I want to find a skater boy. He said, see you later, boy.
Second and third place, only separated by 1%. Coming in third place with 26% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
It's between me and McKenzie.
Please be McKenzie, support chop quits. Please be McKenzie, support chop quits.
Only
please.
A 4% separation.
I'm sweating.
One of
exciting.
Us had 27%. The other had 31%.
At least his percentages are accurate. That's good.
Second place with 27% of the vote.
Chops, chops, chops. He quits, he quits, he quits. New producer, new producer.
Producer Pork Chop.
Yeah!
Yes! Hey. McKenzie is the big winner with 31%.
Yes! I never win!
This is the best news ever! Hey, congratulations!
And as my wish as winner, Chops cannot quit.
No, 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 no. If you're interested and you have any experience... Oh my God, intern Chloe!
Hey, intern Chloe!
This is your chance to step up!
She's giving a thumbs up. She's
congratulations.
Into it.
Please welcome the newest member to Joe McKenzie, producer Chloe.
Producer Chloe Money.
Oh, wait, wait. After the Harry Potter thing, we could call her Producer Potter.
Oh, she likes it.
It's rough. It's a rough idea. Chops, thank you for all you did. Appreciate it. Thank you. Really, just incredible. McKenzie, way to win today.
Sing along.
Mackenzie, your big winner today.
Thank you. Feels good.
And hey, in honor of producer Pork Chop no longer being on the show today.
Baby, bye, 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 bye.
That's all I gotta say. He said if he didn't win, he'd be leaving the show. So thank you for all that you did.
Baby, bye, 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 bye.
Can I take you up on this offer?
No, like if you're leaving, it's for the full day. You can't just like, you know, go for like half a day.
No, he is not leaving because then that just means more work for me.
So. Actually, you know what? Liz has been kind of agitating me, so Pork Chop.
Baby, bye, 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 bye.
You can leave too. No, I'm kidding. No, we don't want you to go anywhere. You're going to stay here. So
forever.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're thinking. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. That's what I was thinking. (833) 563-2539 for you to join in the conversation here on Joe and Mackenzie. Would you spend a week in jail to erase your student debt, or how about just any kind of debt for that matter? Yep, you walk in there and you got to spend a little time with the pokey, but you'll be debt-free when you come out. A majority of people with a degree see their debt, they say, as inescapable financial burden that negatively affects their everyday life. According to a study, this is 1,000 undergraduate and 1,000 postgraduate degree holders. That's what they said. And some other statistics that they broke down, 4 out of 10 graduates with student loans say buying a house is a financial impossibility. I got the degree, but there's no way I'll ever be able to get a house. 4 out of 10 said their loans meant they couldn't save for retirement because all their money was going towards that. Graduates are willing, they say, to take drastic steps if they could erase their student loan debt entirely, including taking time off of work for a year, taking no time off of work for a year, so working a year straight. They would do that 365 days if the debt would be gone. Also, they say that they'd shave their heads or, as previously mentioned, spend a week in jail. I don't think a week in jail would be that bad. Like to do, I think that's a fair trade-off. Like I don't think you should I don't think you should have to go to jail because you have debt. I'm saying, listen, my wife and I, Lindsay, have been sacrificing to pay off credit cards. Those are all paid off, but now we're on student loans and paying off our cars, like to be debt free. And I'll tell you what, it is a lot of work to do that. I myself would take a week off the show and spend a week in jail if I could say, hey, you're debt free. I would do that for us.
No, I totally get it. I was just saying when you're like, jail doesn't sound that bad. I was just going to say, you're like a primo. You'd be a hot commodity in jail.
Oh, I know.
Joe.
I'd have to protect my butt. No doubt. If I dropped the soap, I would not be able to shower the rest of that week in jail. I'd have to have soap on a rope in my commissary.
I would not go to jail.
Why?
Because I did college right. I only had $10,000 in student loan debt, and I've already paid off $5,000, so I've only got $5,000 left. So, like,
but
why would I go to jail?
Your other debt.
Yeah,
that's why I say that's why I want to open this up. 833-563-2539 because maybe people have debt out there, but they don't have student loan debt. But if you have debt of some sort, like money that you owe, would you do something? One of these things we mentioned, or something else, to get out of it?
Let's talk about this. Are there other inmates? Like, what jail? Am I going to like Martha Stewart prison? Or am I going to like with murderers?
I would say for it's only a week, but I feel like it's like a serious like federal penitentiary, like where you've got to join a gang. Or like you have to fight somebody.
See, that makes all the difference. No. If I'm going to like Camp Cupcake, yes, fine. Where like the Real Housewives go.
Yeah.
No, but if I'm going to like where I could be murdered in my sleep, it's not worth it.
I would go to jail where Jeremy Meeks was.
I don't know who that is.
You know, that's the guy that went famous for his mugshot, the blue eyes.
Oh, the hot one?
Yeah.
Of course you would. My boyfriend has a roommate who is constantly talking about his debt, his student debt, his car debt, just all of his debt. And he's like, oh, it's like such a burden on him. He's like, I can't wait. It's almost paid off. It's almost paid off. It's almost paid off. I think having, like going throughout your entire life with having a little bit of debt is very normal and not something to be scared of. I don't understand why people see it. I get if you have like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, but you are always going to be a little bit in debt. If you have a mortgage, you're always going to be in a little bit of a debt. If you have a newish car, you're always going to be in a little bit of debt. And that's just a bill. Like, that's fine. It's just a monthly payment. I don't understand why people have this, like, he is so obsessed with getting rid of all of his debt. And I'm like, what? It's going to last a year? And then what's going to happen? You're probably going to need to get a new car.
Or you're going to
buy a house.
I will say
that's
people,
just part of being an adult.
With that have severe, it is, you're crippled with anxiety. And I'm telling, it weighs heavy on you each and every day, in and out. And I understand that. But I just want to go say, I've known someone who committed suicide over like $40,000-$50,000 debt. And I want to just throw it out there that nothing is ever worth that. You can get through this, chip away little by little. But I mean, it's so burdensome. It's just a huge burden to people that they don't see the way out, but there is a way out.
That is so sad, and we've heard about that. When my dad passed away, he had like $60,000 in credit card debts. My dad was in debt up to his eyeballs.
Wait, what happens when that happens? And your dad passed away? And
it depends on what it is. Like his
debt.
Credit card debt, there was nothing that was secured or tied to us, so we didn't owe anything to it.
So it just disappears?
Yeah, in a sense, theirs does. Yeah, if there was a way, like my mom and him were on the same account, my mom would be responsible. But everything you said, Liv, I disagree with, except for a mortgage. That's a normal type of debt. But just because that's normal, what people do, like, you don't have to. And I used to be the same way. But like my wife and I paid off $15,000 in credit card debts just by taking, whether we had an extra $100 that month, or maybe we had $500 that month, or maybe we only had $10. We put that towards it. And once you start paying bills off, it's good.
Right.
As far as like a car, no, you start saving up cash and you don't get a new car every year until you have that. And eventually you'll be surprised how much money you have when you're not paying debt. And I'm sorry, but like having debt except for a mortgage, it is the norm, unfortunately, but it's no way. I feel so bad for people that have like student loans and go there and you're 18 years old and you have $70,000 to $100,000 in debt. That right there, like legit, like I'm not trying to make light of it. That, as your friend, sorry, passed away, that gives me anxiety, like that I would want to take, it scares me that
I'd
want to kill myself.
It's like you just feel like you can't breathe.
It is overwhelming pressure.
Like you're just trying to get your, you know, catch your breath and keep above your head above water. So I want to tell people like they're like, get some help. You can do this. It's okay. You can function.
And you can pay off debt too, by the way. It seems like a lot, but you can do it.
1,000%. And there are, too, like so many resources that you can use and that you can help. And a lot of them are free resources, just trying to get some financial guidance on how to start paying off your debt little by little. Like there's so many ways you can do it and so many ways you can get help and knowledge about how you can go about it that it doesn't have to be something that weighs over you all of the time. You can chip it off little by little. And I'm talking about, you know, I have my car payment is like $200 a month. So I'm in debt, but I'm paying $200 a month. I'm not talking about thousands and thousands. And I know people who are in debt $100,000 from student loans. So I get that it can be stressful, but there are resources out there to help you.
Now, one thing that I would recommend, and we had the people on from the show before, we had Chris Hogan, who's part of Dave Ramsey. Like, that's like another radio show. But I'll tell you what right now, for financial stuff, you should really check it out. Just search Dave Ramsey, and that'll really get you on track for figuring out how to do finances and change your life.
And to get your mind right, I know we're going to wrap up in a second, but just think about how blessed you are. Like, you're alive, you're healthy. There's people that just got a diagnosis that they don't have many days left. So, like, you can get through this, and you're so much more fortunate than other people. So keep going.
Boom. All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, the tweet getting John Stamos in hot water and Whitney Houston's secret lover.
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking it off with John Stamos. He's in hot water. Okay, so he liked a tweet about Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, if you will, possibly going to jail. Okay, so John Stamos was in the Little Mermaid Live, and there was this tweet that went all over the place that said Aunt Becky's going to jail, but at Jen Stamos is back and at it, and he liked it. And so people were like, oh, I can't believe you liked that. Here's a little bit of him as he was the chef Louis, Little Mermaid.
Lit. So, les poissons, how I love les poissons, love to chop and to save little fish. First I cut off their heads, then I pull out their bones. And oui, je suis toujours delish. Les poissons, ha ha ha, with the clima I hack them in two.
See, I'm bad at French because I thought he's like croissant, croissant.
I mean, I feel like, okay, the tweet just said Aunt Becky's going to jail, but John Stamos is back crushing it on hashtag Little Mermaid Live. And
quit
he liked
making
it.
This an issue, people. It's not an issue.
I just think he probably saw a tweet and he saw a picture of him and Little Mermaid and he just went through, like, because I do that sometimes. I'll just like, I want to acknowledge that someone took the time to like comment. I'll be like, and then I go back and like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, I love Joe and pork chop sucks. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, what am I going to do? Not acknowledge them?
Right. it's interesting. So let's give John Stamos, Uncle Jesse, a break. Moving on to Aaron Hernandez. He has been linked to a fourth murder 2 years after his suicide. And here's one of those prison tapes.
How do we get into this?
But I'm innocent, so I'm going to get out eventually.
I don't want to come visit you. I love you, but I can't see you like that.
That's when he was talking to his mom. This is very interesting. So he's, of course, the former New England Patriots tight end who committed suicide behind bars in 2017. Now he's been linked to a new murder. He was on trial for a double homicide, convicted of first-degree murder. And now, basically, they're saying behind bars, he was bragging of a fourth murder to his prison lover. So there's this huge, there's a new book, Aaron Hernandez, Killing Fields, and now he's linked to a fourth murder.
That's insane.
And
like,
he guess he would joke all the time saying, I got four bodies, I got four bodies, I did four.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest on Aaron Hernandez. That's just a sad, troubled soul right there. Moving on to Bradley Cooper, who says he did not have a romantic relationship with Lady Gaga. And in fact, his Catholic guilt would have stopped him performing that steamy performance at the Oscars.
In the shallow. In the shallow. In the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
So,
you can have Catholic guilt, but also that's what confessional's for. You're like, hey, sorry, I made out with Lady Gaga. Forgive me, Father.
So, Bradley Cooper's hanging out with Oprah, and he's saying, look, his Catholic guilt would have never let him be able to look at her in the eye like that and play the piano and do that steamy performance if they had been intimate together. Lady Gaga, of course, has said it was all a show. We were playing people that were in love. I think they definitely, I don't know if they hooked up, but I feel like they definitely love each other.
They made
humans,
out.
Of course.
Something happened. I'm going to tell myself that. As you say, manifest it. I am manifesting a makeout.
Yeah. I mean, it was like he was in a relationship at the time, but he's not now. So we'll see. Time will tell. I think they have a beautiful chemistry together, personally. A beautiful chemistry we didn't know about. Whitney Houston's best friend apparently was her secret lover. Robin Crawford is coming forward for the first time.
Our friendship was a deep friendship. In the early part of that friendship, it was physical.
Do you remember when it turned intimate?
It was during that first summer that we met was the first time our lips touched, and it wasn't anything planned. It just happened, and it felt wonderful.
Ooh, now Whitney has never confirmed her romance with Robin, but I want to hear a little bit more.
Not long after that, we spent the night together, and that evening was the night that we touched, and that just brought us closer. I was in that moment. It was ours, and I mean, like, she just came into my life all of a sudden. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but I was just enjoying the moment, and that's what we did. We just enjoyed it.
All right, let's go to Whitney Houston for comment.
I know it's very interesting. People are saying, why now? Well, Robin Crawford's memoir, of course, the song For You, My Life with Whitney Houston, set for release on November 12th.
It's easy when somebody's no longer here to defend themselves to say stuff about them. So.
But she says they weren't just best friends. They were lovers.
Mackenzie with the T. It's Joe and Mackenzie. We like to help people out. We honestly do. That's why we do group therapy. And coming up next, we're going to be talking to Krista, who's got a situation.
Yes, so she's already been invited for the holidays to her new man's parents, like home with him, but we'll emphasize new man. She's like, this is so brand new. I don't even know if it's appropriate. What should I do?
All right, that's next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy, we try to help you out if you got a situation that you're dealing with. And if you want to be on the show, you can call us at 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs on Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. This morning on the phone, we have Krista. Hey, good morning, Krista. What can we do for you today for group therapy?
Hey, guys. Okay, so I'm in a bit of a pickle. I need your advice. Nick is amazing. We've been dating about a month, but we've talked for a couple weeks before that.
So is Nick your boyfriend?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. And still, it's new, you know? And, well, here's the thing. Last night, he asked me to come home with him to California for Thanksgiving, which is sweet, but it's just, you know, too soon, right? And I didn't know what to say, so I kind of just said yes because I was nervous. But now he's asking me if I booked my flight, and he's sending me flights to check out. Yeah, I don't know what to do. And my family isn't this big on this holiday. You know, we do Christmas up really big. And when he asked what I was doing, I said I wasn't sure. And my sisters are spending time with their husbands and parents and having a cocktail party, and I just didn't really want to attend. And I don't know. I can totally go, but I feel like it's too soon to meet his family and all that jazz. And I don't know. It might not last, right?
How long has it been again that you guys have been, like, together or dating?
It's been a month. And like I said, we knew each other a few weeks before that, but...
Well, I think it's so sweet that he wants to bring you home, though. That's a good thing, because he likes you enough. He sees potential in you. And
but
says,
does that mean she goes?
I get it that it's a far. Would you have to probably buy your own ticket?
Yeah, I'm buying my own ticket. I don't know him well enough yet, you know, because I agree. That's totally sweet, but I think that's what I'm nervous. And the flights are just getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, you got to book them like now or last month even. Yeah. And that's the one thing, too. It's like, it's not like this person's like, you know, an Uber right away. If things were awkward, you didn't like it, you could get in the car and go home. You're going to have to fly back. So you're kind of with him there. I don't know. I'd ask Porkchop, but I mean, after a month, he pretty much is like marrying the person he's with. So
yeah. I've already made Thanksgiving plans. Me and my boyfriend, we are probably going to go to his family's, which is an hour away from downtown here. So
you guys can relate. Okay, how long have you and Hostage Boy, as we call him, been officially together?
Official? Gosh, like 3 or 4 weeks.
So this is the same thing. But they already kind of live together,
they,
I guess.
Not kind of live together. They do live together.
Don't so tell that's his apartment like, complex.
And I feel like, Krista is moving at like a normal speed. Right. She's probably in a normal relationship. A lot of times for normal people, they don't meet their family for the first month. My boyfriend didn't meet my family until the end of September, and we started talking in the beginning of June.
It's a big deal meeting the family. I will say it's a big deal. Like when if I meet somebody, it'll be a big deal when I bring them home.
833-563-2539. What would you tell Krista to do? It's been about a month, and obviously, holiday season, you got to buy your plane tickets and get it going. Not like she's driving a half an hour to the family, but she's flying across the country pretty much to go see this guy's family in California. At least she's been invited.
Krista, does he know that you have reservations? Because obviously, I know in the moment you said yes, sure, but does he know you're a little hesitant?
Oh, he has no idea. He has no idea. I don't know what to say. And I just kind of like, yay, okay, send me those flights over. I don't know how to break it to him because I still don't know what to do.
I don't think it's a deal breaker, though, Krista. I don't think he's going to dump you if you don't go. I think he'd understand. He might have just been nice trying to figure, like, he doesn't want you to be alone, like kind of an option to invite somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I invited Porkchop over. I didn't realize he had Thanksgiving plans. No, but I said, hey, if you and your boyfriend don't have plans and you can release him from his, you know, secret location.
His cage.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come over. My wife and I, Lindsay, are just doing Thanksgiving at home. So, all right, Krista, can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get some phone calls. 833-563-2539. Her boyfriend, she's been with for about a month, invited her to fly, not driving, but fly out to California to go meet his family for Thanksgiving. And she's like, well, I don't know. It's kind of soon.
I think it's so sweet. Personally, I would go. But that's just me.
We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We are doing group therapy right now, and we're talking to Krista, who has an interesting situation, which probably a lot of people can face. You start meeting somebody around the holidays, and if things are going well, they may invite you to go out and meet the family. This guy's family, who she's known for a month, is way across the country in California. It's not like a quick hour drive.
Yeah, and she's got to book it now, because as we all know, if you're traveling for the holidays, those ticket prices are going up and up and up. And she said in the moment, she's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go. Now she's like, oh, no, do I really want to go? Should I do this?
Let's go to line number one. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's your name?
Allie,
thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
So my boyfriend and I met like 3.5 years ago. We started dating the end of May, and I went up to Ludington with him for the 4th of July. So it was just around a month, and we stayed up there for a week.
it was just so much fun, and we just had like time together, but then also like with his family, obviously. And I mean, it was a perfect chance to get to know him better. And then you know when you come back if it's going to work or not.
What you're getting into. Yeah, I love it. I would go. I think she should go.
Allie's situation worked. What if it would have been miserable and you're stuck up there? What are you going to do then?
I get that.
Allie, thank you for calling in. We've got Ellie. Hey, you're on also with Krista this morning. What do you want to say?
I want to tell her, go and have fun. If she really likes this guy and he's fun, don't make it so awkward. I was dating a guy last year right before Christmas. We were actually just seeing each other. Not quite dating, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a lot of fun. And I took him to my family's house. So that's the difference. And he didn't have anything going on. And I invited him. He came. And we just had a good time. And now we're still dating.
Oh, so you're still together. I was going to ask.
Yeah, actually, we live together now. So.
Oh, nice. So this worked out.
833-563-2539. Josh, you're on Joe McKenzie. You also got Krista here today for group therapy.
Well, so I'm actually in a very similar situation. I actually started dating a girl about 3 months ago, and I'm from California, and I invited her to come out to California to meet my parents.
Krista, is this the guy you're talking to?
Is this your man?
No, thank goodness. I'd be so embarrassed. But and you didn't feel it was too early at all to invite her?
Well, to be honest, she is kind of nervous to go out there to meet them. But if she didn't want to go, I would totally understand. So, I mean, you should probably just keep that in mind. It's really just a gesture. Anyway, I think it's probably just a way of saying that he really likes you.
Yes.
Hey, Josh,
I think
thank
it's
you.
So sweet and romantic. I think, like I said, you should go.
Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media? It's Joan McKenzie. Then on Facebook, if you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. And in Houston, to search for Radio Now Houston, give that a like.
Sarah on Twitter said she should go, but also he should have offered to pay. Expecting someone to drop hundreds of dollars after 1 month is weird to me, but regardless, go. Traveling together reveals a lot.
All right, let's go to Amanda this morning. Amanda, you're on Joan McKenzie for group therapy. You're talking to Krista. What do you want to tell her?
Well, first, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, actually, this is a little two-story thing. So, my first story is my ex-husband. Obviously, it didn't work out, but I met him in December. In the first week, I met his family. Not the first week of December, but close to Christmas, I met his entire family, not just his mom and dad and siblings, like his entire family.
You can tell a lot about someone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was really uncomfortable at first because, like, there was a grandma that was like, I had a dream about you last night. Didn't know about me whatsoever. Know my name. And so it was really uncomfortable, but it was fun. Now, we stayed together for 2 years. It didn't work out for a certain reason. But my boyfriend now, I met his family, like, when we were best friends. Like, I've known his family and just gone up there and visited and just gone by myself. So really, in my opinion, it just depends. If you're having second thoughts, the question you need to ask yourself do you know that this is a good relationship, that you want this to work out, or are you unsure? If you're unsure about the relationship itself, then that says to you, is it worth actually going out there right now, or should you take the time a little bit more?
Amanda, those are some good points. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Krista, I hope we helped you out a little bit today for group therapy.
Oh, you guys, absolutely. This is super helpful. Thank you so much.
So what are you going to do?
I think I might brave it out and just go, because I do like him. It isn't a question about that. I just thought it may have been too soon, but everyone seems to have had really great experiences, and it's such a short trip. If I can afford to go, then yeah, I think I might just be able to do that.
I love it.
All right, Krista, thank you for coming on Group Therapy. Hey, you want to be on? Two ways, 833-563-2539. You can give us a call or DM us. It's Instagram. Just search for Joe and McKenzie. All right, coming up next here on the show, my wife and I are in the process. We're kind of going through a divorce. I'll explain all the details. If you're like, what? Yeah, we just started talking about this. But I don't know. It's been kind of a rough thing. We've tried different things, and nothing's been seeming to work. So give us about 3 minutes, and we'll talk about that next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It's Joe and McKenzie. It's Joe and McKenzie. It's Joe and McKenzie. Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And I've not really talked about this much on the air, but figure, you know, we pretty much share everything in our lives for the most part. My wife, Lindsay, and I guess we've been struggling for, well, past couple of months, but it's been like probably years that this happens. But we pretty much are, I would say we're pretty much officially divorced.
And, what is going on? You need to break this down.
Well, it's just, you know, in bed at times, we toss and we turn. She'll pull the cover one way, I'll pull the cover another. She wants our dogs, Benny and Paddington, in bed. And I love our dogs. I really do. She thinks I don't. But it's just the fact is, like, I have a hard time sleeping with them. So my wife and I recently, as they're saying, and I guess apparently researchers have found that 12% of married couples are doing this, we've got a sleep divorce. We are sleeping in separate beds.
How long has this been happening?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. Some nights we're in the same bed. Other nights, like, she'll sleep on the couch or the other one. But we've been, like, sleep divorced, I'd say, for, I don't know, past 6 months or a year. It's just, it's so much easier to sleep in a separate bed from someone than to be in the same bed. Would you not agree? I mean, you were married. Was it easier to sleep by yourself or with a partner?
But let me ask you this. On the weekends, is it still, do you still have separate, you sleep separately?
Sometimes it depends, like, because I'll go to bed even early on the weekend and she'll stay up late and watch TV because we have like our main TV in the downstairs and she cuddles with the dogs. So I would say, yeah, we're quote unquote sleep divorced in that aspect of it. Yeah, it's not that we have any ill will towards each other. It's just we like to, I think, get better sleep separately.
Now, whose bed, like, do you bed hop? Like, if you guys are going to flip some pancakes, are you like, come up to my room? No, come down. Or where?
I'm not going to flip pancakes on the couch downstairs. That's going to be
in our
bed.
Someone sleep on the couch downstairs?
And my wife does.
She sleeps on the couch?
It's a comfortable couch.
You don't give her your bed?
No, she's more than welcome to sleep in bed with me, but she chooses to sleep with the puppers downstairs. There's no, I mean, like, I'm just telling you what they're calling it. They're calling it a sleep divorce. 12% of married couples sleep in separate beds, and 31% of married Americans wish they could file for a sleep divorce.
Dude. Like,
I don't think it's that big of a deal. 833-563-2539. If you're in a relationship, even if it's just your boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife, whatever your partner might be, anybody else out there like me and my wife, we're, you know, in a sleep divorce. We love each other, but, like, we sleep separately.
Now, I have a question. Because Mackenzie used to be in a relationship, and did you guys get a sleep divorce?
I feel bad saying this to Joe, but I feel like that's the beginning of the end.
What, you're saying that our sleep divorce might lead to a real divorce?
This is what happened. It started off, I cannot stand, and I know a lot of people snore. But, like, with our job, sleep is essential when you're getting up at 3 a.m. So it's like, I needed my sleep. So that's when it began. I cannot stand the snoring. Like, I can't sleep. But then you get used to, like, sleeping like a starfish. You're by yourself. So then, long story short, I had my room upstairs. He had his room downstairs, and it never went back. And this is the thing, and a lot of people are living like this, whatever, you do you. But I didn't want to be a roommate. I wanted to be in a relationship and a, like,
well, she's still my wife. It's just we may not sleep in the same bed.
Your wife is sleeping downstairs on the couch every
sometimes
night.
Like, last night she slept in bed with me.
What does your therapist say about this?
I don't know. I'm actually seeing Julie today, so
ask
but
her.
Just myself, though.
I understand the importance of sleep, you know I do, but just in my situation, I wouldn't say it's a great thing.
For this research right here, it said for straight couples, men are more likely to have certain sleep disorders such as sleep apnea. I barely have that, but I do. I have a CPAP machine. Or snoring, while women are more vulnerable to insomnia. So it makes sense that each partner suffers from something that you separate, quote unquote, sleep divorce, so that you'll be okay.
I think what I have gathered is you lose those. And it was my fault. I was the one I couldn't sleep, so I didn't want. But you lose that intimacy of those, like, cuddles, of those night-night talks, of that.
Who does that? We don't do that.
You guys don't talk, like, cuddle up when you're, like, laying next to each other?
When I was dating her.
Like, since you've been married?
No, you think I don't big spoon my wife.
But you don't cuddle? You never have, like, a snuggle sesh?
People don't do that when you're married.
Yes, you, like, do.
You never do it. Like, it's obvious, like, maybe not every single night, but you never cuddle.
No.
Or you don't have like conversations like just like face to face in bed.
No, I'm not pork chop and hostage boy. I don't do that kind of stuff. Kristen, you're on Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. What do you want to say, Kristen?
My parents, for the majority of their marriage, slept in different. They had different rooms completely. When we moved into the house that we finally got when I was little, my dad had a room and my mom had a room. And because my dad was such a light sleeper that if she, you know, even a slight movement or if she coughed, he would wake up. So they just started sleeping in separate rooms.
So they were married, but they had, like me and my wife, have a sleep divorce. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they slept together, I mean, you know, in the same bed for the first couple of years, but then after time, it was just too much on my dad, and so my mom just started sleeping in another room.
See, I think...
But it's normal. It happens.
Okay, see, Kristen, I'm
no
glad
worries,
you called
Joe.
In. Okay, thank you. Because I think everybody else is concerned here. Are you guys really that concerned?
You're like, you know, and you're really amazing and transparent with struggles. I'm just saying, just get it. You guys should share once in a while. I would say from my experience. And a lot of people are married and they'll be married forever, but they don't have intimacy and they are basically roommates. And that's fine. If they want that's what their marriage to look like, that is what their marriage will look like.
And I had an ex whose grandparents absolutely hated each other. Like, they hated each other. They did not like each other. And they slept in separate rooms for his entire life. And he's 22. So
yeah.
His entire life, they've always slept in separate rooms and they absolutely hate each other.
And I have family members that it's the same thing. She sleeps upstairs. He sleeps downstairs. And then when they have company and they have to sleep in the same bed, they like,
not
like
again.
The guest room, they have to loan out
to
the guests.
Dang it. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. I just wanted to share with her once again, if you're tuning in to Joe McKenzie, my wife and I are sleep divorced.
I feel like the wifey should get the bed, though. Joe, you should be taking the couch.
I'll take that under advisement. Thank you so much, McKenzie.
He's not going to do it.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
It's a very, very special time of year. Do you guys know what time of season it is? It's cuffing season.
Okay, so for people who aren't familiar with the term, what exactly is cuffing?
Cuffing, I guess if we're going to do a loose definition here, it's where people settle into probably temporary relationships just to get through the winter or the holiday seasons. And according to Match.com, the best cities for finding someone for that are Indianapolis, Indiana, and San Diego, California. The worst
really?
Cities, if you're trying to get your cuff on, El Paso, Texas, and Washington, D.C.
Interesting.
Why are you all looking at me funny? You think I'm not cuffing?
Oh, I totally feel like you're cuffing a hostage boy right now.
No, not at all. We're in a loving, perfect relationship.
Perfect!
Gosh, you have a very twisted idea of perfect. Hey, the question this morning, though, is I want to hear from people that maybe in the past you've been cuffed. That way you got through it for the holiday season. Like, you knew you should get out of it. But you're like, I don't want to be alone. Like, did that work out for you? Or is anybody currently right now, if you need to be anonymous or switch up your name, we can do that. Are you currently, like, you know, with somebody just to get through the season? You know, like, hey, once the new year gets here or Valentine's Day, like, you're out of there.
So sad. So cuffing season is between, they always say, fall, the dead of winter, and then you want someone to get through, as you said, frigid months, and then that's it.
I think that's so
like
sad.
Losing someone.
I used to do this all the time in college.
How am I not surprised? Live the web game.
So did all my friends, and even my guy friends. I still have guy friends today. We are 3 years out of college. My guy friends will Snapchat me and be like, bro, it's cuffing season. Like, I don't have anyone. And it's like the first cuffing season they've gone since they were freshmen in college or probably in high school that they haven't had a girl. And it's not a serious relationship. It's someone you're talking to. And it's fun because you're home for the holidays a lot. So you're bored out of your mind. So it's nice to have a guy you're talking to that you can be constantly texting, constantly Snapchatting, things like that. And then, like, once we're through the holidays and it's back to like kind of party season, then like bye.
But it's still a temporary relationship. Bye. It's still a relationship where you're going to be around them with the holidays and they might meet your friends and family. And that makes no sense to me. But Liv has no problem with it. And that's what I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. Can somebody explain this?
Well, I will say I already got invited to a holiday party like in December. And I was like, who is my date going to be? And I've already brought friends to, like, the last one, so I really want to have, like, a hot date.
You should post on Instagram, Mackenzie, like pink handcuffs and put, like, it's cuffing season. Who wants to spend the holidays with me? I'm sure you'd get someone. And then you could dump them after the holidays. It's perfect.
That just sounds like something I would totally do.
If I didn't find the guy that I'm with right now, I might have been...
We 1,000% know you would have.
Captain Obvious here.
You went on the radio every day saying like how single you were and how you just love. I love love. I would just want someone to, I have so much love to give. I have so much love to get. You basically did that. You basically put an ad out on Instagram.
But I feel like it worked because, I mean, Hostage Boy is so cute and you guys are adorable.
You definitely have him cuffed. We'll see how it is after the new year, but right now you are the king of cuff.
You are.
No. It's going to last forever.
Oh, I swear. They're getting engaged Christmas. Something,
who's giving him money for a ring?
I don't care. He'll probably give like a pop ring or something. He'll just be like, I'll give him a blow promise pop. Ring. Like,
they're gonna
love you.
They're going to elope.
No.
1,000%.
I get to help plan your wedding. Do not elope.
They're gonna
I'd be
elope,
so disappointed.
And then later they'll plan their wedding.
Guys, hold on. This is not what cuffing season's about, okay?
I know, definitely not. Cuffing season is like a temporary thing. That's like what it's meant for.
But it's not just hooking up, right? It's like, okay, you're dating, talking. You're cuddling.
You're talking.
It's
when
you settle into a temporary relationship to get through the winter, through the holiday season. 833-563-2539. Poor chap may not realize it, but I think he's been cuffed and he doesn't even know it. But we want to hear from you next on Joe and Mackenzie.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Talking cuffing season. Are you cuffed up? Am I saying it right? Am I sounding cool? I'm kind of locked up. I'm married, so I ain't going anywhere. But cuffing season, people settle into temporary relationships to get through the winter. They're saying in Indianapolis, Indiana, that's one of the top spots if you want to find somebody, according to Match.com. If you go to El Paso, Texas, or Washington, D.C., those are some of the worst spots in the country to get your cuff on.
I was shocked San Diego was in there, too, because the weather's gorgeous.
I don't know, Mackenzie.
I mean, because I get, like, the frigid, you just want to cuddle. Maybe you don't, so you don't like to cuddle, Joe, but, like... I
am not a cuddler.
If it felt like summer year round, there would be no reason for me to ever do cuffing season. I don't know why. It's like something with the cold and like it, people just not going out as much. You're not showing as much skin. It's just like you just want to cuff someone.
All right, Daniel.
That's all you want to do, okay?
Hey, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. So are you currently cuffing?
Yeah, I'm actually currently cuffing. I started about a month and a half ago.
Now, how did this
got a little early jump on it.
How did this pop off? How did it all go down?
Well, we actually were coworkers, and, you know, she caught my attention, and I was like, you know, the winter months are coming, so no one wants to be alone. So I made my move, and now we kind of drive in most mornings and listen to you guys, and this one was kind of the one that I wanted to talk about most.
Ooh.
I have a question. So after the holiday season, what are
got
the odds?
Huh? Got them off.
Really? Like, you guys know right now? Like, you talked about it?
Well, I don't think it's really talked about, but, I mean, it's kind of obvious. Like, right after, like, you know, I'll say January 3rd, because you give it, like, a little two-day period.
What if you
like,
catch
right
feelings?
After,
no,
right
what if she...
First, you totally just cut it off.
What like, if she catches feelings for you, though?
What if she what?
Catches feelings for you.
Or you really catch feelings for her.
Oh, so that's the dangerous part about cuffing is you have to set, like, standards and, like, expectations beforehand. Otherwise, you end up in one of those, like, romanticless, like, relationships that just was supposed to be a three-month thing and turned into, like, a negative six-month thing.
Sometimes if feelings are caught, sometimes someone's just got to ghost the other person.
That's
just what ends up happening.
That's just
I'm
how
not
it goes.
Advising people to do that. That just normally is what ends up happening sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Really.
Daniel, make sure you're using protection. You don't want to get cuffed for 18 years.
So, Daniel,
of course,
that's a good point. So this will be like your New Year's Eve date, and then you're done.
Yeah, like, we'll go out on New Year's Eve. I'll buy her dinner. We'll go have some drinks. We'll hang out. And then, like, 2 days from then, she won't ever be able to have access to call me, text me, or anything.
Oh, my.
So sad.
Okay.
Is that her in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wait, can we talk to her?
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the radio, Joe McKenzie. What's your name?
Dominique.
Does this sound about right?
Well, really, it's going to be me cutting him off, but
yes!
The rest of it sounded about good.
I was like, Dominique, you're too good for this.
Hey, be honest. He can't,
honestly.
He can't hear
right. We can be friends afterwards, but I don't know about keeping him long term.
Dominique, he can't hear you right now. Are you catching feelings?
Can you hear me now?
No. I can hear you. I'm saying he can't hear you.
Okay.
Are you catching feelings?
Oh, I mean, he's nice. Like, he's sweet and stuff, but, like, not boyfriend material.
I think they're going to get married.
Ew.
Dominique and Daniel, thank you guys for calling in today. I love that kind of love. That's beautiful.
That girl is literally my spirit animal.
Love her.
No kidding. I thought it was Liv the Web Girl calling from her car this morning. All right. Well, hey. We've learned a little bit about cuffing, and as mentioned, they're calling from Indianapolis, Indiana, and that is one of the best places in the country, they say, to get your cuff on.
Happy cuffing.
I think that's one of my favorite phone calls we ever had.
It could be.
They're amazing.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
So, Mackenzie, is this a friend of yours, or is this you just saying it's a friend?
No, this is actually a friend. Okay. I'll be transparent. I would if it was me, but no, I have two friends, actually. So we were laughing because it was similar conversations on different occurrences, and they were like, some dudes just bring out the psycho in you. And I was laughing. So one of them has continuously found, like, she is a platinum blonde, and she's continuously found long brown strands of hair at her man's place, and she knows that he, like, has stepped out, and he's like, oh, but it's done. And she was over there, and she went through the vacuum and found more strands of long brown hair. And she's like, I knew it!
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
And so that's one. The other one, my girl, she was just funny. She dated this, like, real, just, like, smoking hot dude. But she's like, he was a narcissist. And she's like, he made me psycho. And then he ended up ghosting her. And what she did, she set up, like, a fake Instagram account and flirted with him and set up a meeting, which, of course, he took the bait. And then, really, she just ghosted him back. And she's like, yeah. So he, like, showed up and then was like, where are you? And then she was like, never mind. I didn't feel like it, because it just made her feel better.
Women be crazy. I don't care what you say. Guys can be bad or whatever. Women be crazy.
Men can be crazy too, okay? There's like about 800 proofs of that in Mackenzie's DMs right now. They're psycho
no,
as well.
No, that's men being horny. There's a no. difference.
But I've done some.
Now, do you think certain, stuff. I do believe, and it can go both ways, but certain men, I feel like, really bring out the psycho in us ladies.
I 1,000% agree with that. And so my ex, we were dating, and we were at a bonfire one night at our friend's house, and we were drinking, and I see that his ex-girlfriend is calling him, and he ignores it and flips it over to try to make me not see it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, what was that about? And he was like, what? I was like, I saw your
first
ex
of all, that's
just
always
you.
The guys go to, what?
Exactly.
Like, play
look,
dumb.
What are you talking about? I'm like, I saw it. Like, you did not flip it over quick enough. I saw it. And I'm like, what is that? And I was like, why is she calling you? Because this girl was a, like, every single one of his friends had told me she is a psychopath. She is so toxic. She is an awful person. So I'm like, what is that? Like, what's happening? You guys are not friends. Like, what? And he was like, I don't know why she's calling me. Like, I don't know why, blah, blah. So it caused an argument. And a group of us went back to my apartment. And he went into the bathroom. And so I sneakily grabbed his phone and went into my room and searched his call log, searched his messages for this contact to see. And really all he did have was that one missed call. But still, in the back of my mind, for a while, I was like, is something going on here with her?
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
This is insane. That poor guy, trust me. My wife's pretty cool, but if I did have a girl that called, I would do the same thing. I would turn my phone over, hide it. Do you think a guy can explain himself out of anything, even if he legit didn't do anything, because another psycho woman set off your psychoticness? 833-563-2539.
We want to know, you maybe not proud of it, but just lay out your psycho moment.
Kenzie on Radio Now, taking your calls, 833-563-2539. Talking about ladies, you know, sometimes.
Oh, she's sweet, but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
Yeah, you go a little psycho at times, even though you're sweet.
I mean, dudes go psycho as well, but I think it's funny because a lot of my friends are like, you know, some guys just bring out the psycho in us.
All right, let's go to Caitlin this morning. Caitlin, what went down?
So I was in high school, and I didn't have my license, nor did I have my permit, and I knew my boyfriend was cheating on me, because, like, when you know, you know. And I took my mom's car, and I drove about 15 to 20 minutes to find him. Yeah.
Did you find him in the act?
No, I didn't, and I was ticked. But we're not together now, so that's okay.
That's okay, but you were determined.
Oh. I was.
There's something like if you know your man's cheating, you just want to bust him in the act so he can't get out of it.
Yeah, I get you. Let's go to Anonymous. This might be flipped. Anonymous, what'd you have happen?
So I was actually living with my boyfriend right after graduation, and we got into a huge argument. So, like, he completely just, like, left the house to go to his best friend's house to, like, let off some steam, play video games, whatever. So I called, like, blow him up, like, 25, 30 times, didn't answer my calls. So then I go over to his house. His best friend's house, like, break in and, like, pop up in the bedroom, and I'm like, I'm here, like, we need to fix this.
So you broke in?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little...
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
Did he think you were psycho for doing that?
Yeah, he was pissed. I, like, didn't fix anything.
Well, hey, at least you tried, Anonymous. At least you tried.
Okay, so yeah. Joe, thank you so much. Joe, you have said that your wife got mad at you because you have you put the passenger side chair back or something in your vehicle.
I like to put my passenger seat, like the headrest, I move it up so I can use it as an armrest. Like, I can put my arm through there. She's shorter, so she has to have it all the way down for her head to be supported when she's riding shotgun in the car. She's like, oh, did you move this for your girlfriend?
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
I would never admit to being psycho, but I feel like Liv the web girl thinks I'm pretty psycho. You're always calling me out for doing things.
I think you're psycho, but in a different way. Like, I don't think you're psycho because you have, like, trust issues and you're trying to snoop. Like, I don't think you're a snoop.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, like, you overthink every single second of every single day, and I think that you your whole relationship's at 3 weeks and already moving in. It's a little crazy to me, but hey, I don't think it's like psycho.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you're sneaky and psycho.
Yeah,
I feel
you're not a snoop.
Yeah, you're not like vindictive.
I once did something kind of sneaky and psycho.
What?
One time when me and my ex split, I downloaded like a dating app, and it told you how far away the person was. And, like, the only reason I had the app is because I was curious to see, like, how far, like, where he was. Yeah, and my profile was, like, it was a blank picture, like, so no one knew it was me.
Yeah.
Like, one time it was, like, 40 miles away. I'm like, ooh, 40 miles away. Where's he going?
The best is if you talked to him and he lied to you where his location was and you could look down and see it.
We were split up at the time, so I wouldn't. Like, ask him. But.
Wow, can't believe that relationship didn't work out. That's very interesting. Hey, coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. If you've ever thought about cheating on a driver's test, you might want to hear this one.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Anybody to get any ideas, but if you struggle with the driver's test, here's what not to do to try to get your license. There's this guy in England, and he's tried about 27 times to get his driver's license, and he's failed the test.
Plus his heart 27 times. Is there a limit? I guess you can just keep trying, huh?
I guess they'll take the money, but yeah, you would think after like five times, like, hey, ride the bus, bro. Get a taxi. So he came up with the idea of hiring two of his friends. One of the guy he wanted to actually take the test for him. The other one he wanted to actually do the driving test for him, because I guess apparently they look similar.
Hmm.
Okay, so the dude took the driving test for him and passed. All that was left was the written test, which you have to do, you know, at the local driving department. They go in there and like, hold up a second. You don't look like this guy that we're supposed to be like, testing. So they call the cops. Turns out, yeah, it's not him, it's his buddy. And the guy that hired the two dudes to actually do the test and the road and the written part, he got 14 months, I believe, suspended sentence and, well, it's like in jail. So they didn't, almost like probation, I guess you could say, is what happened to him. And he also has to do 200 hours of community service, and he still does not have a driver's license. Do you just say never get a license after that? Like, they will not give you one?
It would be scary to me to think someone's on the road that had someone else pose for them to take the test.
To be fair, any of you driving on the road scares the crap out of me. I live in fear.
I'm an awesome driver. What are you talking about?
Okay. I believe you're not going to argue.
Do you think, Joe, is the best driver in this room?
Me? Chloe, maybe? I haven't seen Chloe drive. Money. Intern Chloe might be. I know Liv's terrible. I know Porkchop. I've seen him almost T-bone me one morning, so...
I'm just a fast driver, but I mean...
That's what airbags are for, Joe.
Yeah, but I can maneuver my vehicle.
That is your dummy, your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Hey, what the spell? Yeah, we're going to just try to like help Mackenzie out and realize that, yeah, I struggle with spelling, and we will test my knowledge and see how well I can do with some basic words.
Because the words he asks, he's like, hey, Kins, how do you spell pencil? I'm like, Joe, you should know how to spell that by now.
Don't think that's how it went down, but hey, what the spell? It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for checking us out this morning. Make sure you follow the show on Instagram and Twitter. It's Joe and McKenzie. We'll get to the tea with McKenzie coming up in about 15 minutes or less, so definitely good reasons to hang out. Right now, though, if you didn't know this, maybe you're new to the show, because I feel like McKenzie's still learning things about me. Not on purpose, but I don't know how I graduated high school. I am not the greatest speller. Like, I'm always asking you and other people on the show when I'm blogging or something. I'm like, hey, how do you spell this word?
Yes. So that's okay. We're here to help you. So but
you just want to give me like a little what the spell quiz today?
So in third grade, I was the runner-up in our spelling bee, our school spelling bee. And this is a word I lost to. And it has haunted me. And I want to see if you can get it. Third grade spelling bee word.
You
want
to haunt me? Yeah, go
this
ahead.
It's haunted me for life. Spell somersault. Like, I want to tumble and do a somersault.
I'm a big proponent of spelling it out the way it sounds. Somersault. S-U-M-M-E-R-S-A-L-T. Somersault.
That is incorrect. You would have also blown the spelling bee like I did.
Is that how you thought about it?
Yes. In fact, it's S-O-M-E-R-S-A-U.
Somersault?
L-T. Somersault.
No.
Who knew?
You just spelled somersault. That's not somersault.
Somersault. That's how somersault's spelled.
Do you know how to spell summer? Do you know how to spell salt?
Exactly. That's what I thought as a third grader when I was nine.
Somersault.
Okay, let's move on to another word for you, Joe. Phenomenon. Like LL Cool J's song. Something like a phenomenon.
Phenomenon. P-H-A-N-O-M-A-H-N-O-N. Phenomenon.
I feel like you just gave up. No, that's not correct.
All right.
P-H-E-N-O-M-E-N-O-N. Phenomenon.
Thank God for spell check.
These kind of get a little dicey.
These, like, college words?
These are eighth grade words.
Jeez.
Eighth grade words. Okay, how about this one? Apostrophe.
Oh, the symbol?
We use them often.
It is right next to the enter.
Spell apostrophe.
Nobody... That's not even a word that we use.
It is.
When's the last time you used apostrophe? All right, apostrophe.
Apostrophe?
No, she said apostrophe.
Pork chop, spell apostrophe.
Apostrophe. A-P-O-S-T-R-O-P-H-E?
That is correct. He's a good speller. Joe, you want another one?
No, I'd like Liv the Web Girl since she's smirking in the corner.
Okay.
Let's give him an easy one, like restaurant.
Okay.
No. It's Liv's turn.
Okay. Liv.
Yes.
Spell misdemeanor.
Oh.
As in when you got pulled over for not having your car registered, the cops were going to give you a misdemeanor.
Okay, so that is M-I-S, D-E-M-E-A-N-O-R.
Ooh, that is correct.
Nice.
Spell, anyone? Perseverance. Who wants to take that one?
Perseverance?
Perseverance.
Joe, you've got this.
You will persevere.
Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Perseverance. P-E-R-S-E-V-A-N-C-E. Perseverance.
You were so
almost
close.
Almost. You missed an R.
What?
P-E-R.
It's persevere. You said persevere. I don't know. Perseverance.
Yes. P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E. That was so close, though.
You missed that last R.
We should do words almost every day, and we're going to beef it up for you.
Why don't we start lower, like kindergarten?
Does anyone remember, did you guys have those orange, small vocabulary books that you guys had to do?
No.
Yes.
I literally had that from first grade, or probably like third grade they started, all the way to my senior year of high school. There were these orange vocabulary books. They were very small books, and you had to fill them out. Those haunt me till this day. I still have nightmares of not having the like workbook completed. Please tweet at me if you know what books I'm talking about.
To wrap this up, this is the word Joe asked me how to spell just yesterday. Joe, spell cautious. You got this.
Cautious.
Spell it like you're from New Jersey. Cautious.
Cautious.
It's an adjective.
You better be cautious over there before you park your car. Cautious. C A Cautious.
You got this.
C A W Caw. Caw. It's wrong?
Yeah, C A U.
We just talked about this yesterday, Joe. C-A-U-T-I-O-U-S.
Cautious.
We'll do one word a day, and
you know
then we'll
what's build. Really bad is that, you know, when he asks us how to spell a word, he's jacked it up so much that not even autocorrect can correct it.
Oh, it's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Some fun and talk to you. I am not that good at rhyming, but I try. Sorry, I'm like weird today. Like, I'm really weird.
Today or every day?
I don't know. Like, I'm in a good weird kind of way.
Yeah, that's what we dig about you.
Man. All right, well, I know we got Jules coming in. She's going to take you through the midday. Then you got Dustin. He's doing the afternoon thing. And then Mallory on the mic later on tonight. Boy, I don't want to end this show. We have to go to meetings today. I hate meetings. They're terrible.
Why are you looking at me like that? Joe is, I feel you. You're like kind of communicating with me subliminally, and you just want to make a getaway plan.
Do you think I can tell our boss, like, hey, I got to go vote?
That was a couple days ago.
Okay, so that's a no. What about like, oh no, I'm sick. Mm. Everybody's tired because nobody's talking to me right now. Guys.
I'm trying to think of a good excuse to us not have to go to this meeting.
Is your microphone fixed yet?
My boyfriend's asking me what I want cooked for lunch.
Is engineering listening right now? Can you guys come in studio so we can fix Pork Chop's mic?
What are you going to tell him you want for lunch, Chops?
I don't know. He said at home we have chicken, hot dogs, leftover spaghetti, and...
That's so cute. He just waits for you to come home to make you lunch.
He's a stay-at-home boyfriend.
Oh, no, he just got a job. He starts, I think, next week.
I'm joking.
How do I get that job?
Tell him I'm so proud of him, and I'm excited. I'm going to come see him at his new job.
So what's going to happen when he, like, isn't just... Not at your disposal.
At your beck and call.
Yes, at your beck and call. Like when he starts to have a job and separate hours and you guys can't spend all day, every day with each other.
I mean,
that's
probably healthy for a relationship. But I feel like right now we already like split things up evenly. Like, you know, I do some laundry, he does some.
No, I'm not talking about chores wise. I'm just saying like not being able to spend as much time together.
I mean, that's fine. That's, like I said, it's probably healthy.
Okay, good. Look at you. I thought there was going to be a panic attack.
Nope.
Have you never been like, I just need space? Have you not been like that yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
I feel like that's normal. You guys are in the honeymoon stage.
Yeah. I mean, I get my space here when I'm at work.
That's true.
I don't bring him to work with me.
I don't believe that. I don't like anybody enough ever in my life to be around him that much, but I'm glad you do.
No, that's how, like, I'm not joking. That's how me and my boyfriend were. Like, we literally, like, could have spent, I mean, obviously we both had jobs and things like that, and I had two jobs. But we both spent we spent all day, every day together for, like, I think the first, like, 3 months or 4 months.
Okay,
or,
well,
I
we,
mean, just a long
we
time.
Know you're not spending all day with them, but what are you doing today, Liv?
I have my second job. I am hoping to be able to take a cycle bar class today because I really need to get my butt in that studio. And I think that's about it, honestly. Thursdays are kind of a more chill day for me.
What about you, Chops?
Even though it's Thursday, I can't do Family Feud trivia tonight because I as well have my second job at the steakhouse at Sullivan's tonight.
Ooh, unless they call you off.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
And Mackenzie.
Guess what I'm doing?
I don't know. You got a bikini wax yesterday, so it's really up in the air. Yeah, you could be doing anything.
Anything could be happening.
How hairy are you?
Oh, my gosh.
No. Ew.
I didn't know if she was getting more
that
stuff
was
waxed.
Yesterday. No, I'm packing for Miami.
Oh.
So I'm excited. I'm going down to Miami for the weekend, and I can't wait. Mojitos will be flowing. I am just letting loose.
I'm
Will
so
Smith
jealous.
Going to Miami.
Miami. So follow my stories at Mackenzie Roth. I'll be really good, I promise.
I'm going to be going to Mexico.
What?
And not coming back.
He's just going to go to TJ and just never come back.
No, did you guys know there's a Mexico, Indiana?
What? There is a Paris, isn't there?
Google
There's
it.
A Paris, Illinois.
Mexico,
I
Indiana. I was like, I'm going to pull over and tell everybody I'm in Mexico. But
right.
I didn't. So.
Just as cool.
All right. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, but we should probably get out of here.
Okay.
All right. Jules is coming in.
Hey, tomorrow is Friday, though. Yay!
I'm bringing in my boyfriend tomorrow.
Are you really?
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because we got work to do. Can't have you guys make it out, whatever else you do.
Love is love.
Oh, I know it's love, but he loves too much. Put away your love. All right, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.